In this episode, I give you three simple tips to help optimize your listing to sell more stuff and to make more money.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 34 of the Private Labeler Show podcast, where we're helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. So you heard it right, episode number 34. And I am super pumped about today's episode. I really hope you're going to get some value out of it. Hopefully add some dollars to your profit and your bottom line after you listen to it. And thanks for tuning in, by the way. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time, and I appreciate your ears for all you out there in podcast land. So thank you so much. You could have tuned in or did a lot of other things, but you decided to spend a few of your minutes with me today, and that means a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much. Quick question for you, just kind of checking in on you here today. How are your goals coming along for your private label business or your Amazon business? You know, it's summertime, basically, or at least we're kind of getting there. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, have you launched your first product yet? If so, how the heck is that going? Let me know. I'd be curious. If you haven't launched your first product yet, when is that going to be? Do you have like a goal or a date to make that happen? Or maybe you have a whole bunch of products and you're listening to this and you're ready to launch maybe the next one. So how's that going? How's your brand coming along? Give me some feedback. Let me know what's going on. I would love to hear about it. Before I jump into the content of today's episode, I just have to ask a question. What the heck happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers so far this finals? Oh my Lord. That team should be put on a milk carton because I'm pretty certain that they're missing. Or somebody should inform them that the finals kind of started already. Oh my gosh, the Warriors are just beating them down. It was so bad the other night that I felt almost obligated to call 911 and report a murder. It was that bad. So, I would have thought the Cavs would have put up more of a fight so far. I know they're going back to Cleveland. Anything can happen. Series necessarily isn't quite over yet, but wow. This Cavs got to figure something out because even with Steph Curry on the bench, geez, they're just taking it to him like nobody's business. So, what do you guys think for the rest of the series? Do you think the Cavs are going to make a comeback? Do you think it's over? Let me know your thoughts in the Facebook group or on this blog post below in the bottom. Just let me know. I'd be kind of curious. So, wow. Okay, LeBron, better pick it up. So, real quick here too, make sure you subscribe to the show or basically go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. And drop in your email, and I'll simply alert you anytime I have new content coming out. Send it right to your little inbox there. And also, too, if you haven't picked up the quick start guide for picking a product, make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/guide and have that guide sent right to your inbox there. Or if you don't feel like doing any of that, just go right to the privatelabelershow.com blog and just check out the links there and surf around the site a little bit. So it all works the same. All right, so let's jump into it. I'm going to talk about three different sections of your product listing that you need to make sure are optimized so that you're taking full advantage of the optimization and hopefully increasing your sales and your bottom line and your profit. So no doubt, obviously, as you know, Amazon is rather competitive. So it's really important to make sure that you are competitive in every possible area. So not just, you know, the title and the description and all the back end stuff and the PPC and the pictures, but that you really take a full, hard, good look at every single possible area that you can have an edge in. And I'm going to go through three of these specific areas in a second here to show you that you should be optimizing these areas because, again, it's going to lead to increased sales and increased profit and hopefully you selling more than your competition. So whether or not you have products or not, this will be valuable for you, I think. So the first section that I want to talk about on your listing that you need to make sure that you have optimized is the section called Special Offers and Product Promotions. Now, if you look at an existing listing that you have, or just any listing if you don't actually have any of your own products right now, just pull up any listing. And if you scroll down to like roughly the middle of the page,
you'll see a section called Special Offers and Product Promotions. And by default, Amazon has some sort of like a credit card promotional offer listed there. And it's real easy just to zip by. Like you don't even notice it because there's obviously so much text on a page. But if you optimize that section, you can sell more stuff to a specific customer. So if you have a specific customer that's looking at your product potentially, let's say you're selling a grill brush and they're really interested in it. Well, obviously if you want to sell them a grill brush, well, by utilizing this section appropriately, instead of just selling them, let's say one grill brush, you could potentially sell them two or three or four or more and give them an incentive to do so. So this specific section, you can update and you can actually edit. So how you do that is you're going to go into Seller Central and then click on advertising and then go to promotions. And then essentially almost the same way that you set up promotions for like when you do giveaways, let's say you want to sell your product for a dollar or two or whatever during launch time, you can set up these specific promotions such as, buy two, get $5 off, buy three, get $10 off. Buy four, get $15 off, whatever it may be, or however you want to set them up. So you can actually set up these promotions within there. And I'm not going to walk you through each little step here, but you can kind of see it. But what I would advise you to do is make sure that you offer incentive for the customer to buy more than one of your product. Okay. So again, if they buy X, they get X dollars off, so on and so forth. And you can set these up very easily. And then what happens is once you kind of save them or set up the promotion, Amazon will then populate that section of the listing, the special offers and product promotion section, to showcase these incentives for the customer to buy more than one item, okay? So I'd highly recommend you take a look at that. If you don't have any promotions listed there, you're definitely going to want to put a couple of them in there. Now, what I would advise you to do is make sure that if you do offer any incentive or promotions there, make sure that you're not giving the farm away. Make sure that you're still profitable. You know, you don't want to put a deal in there like buy two, get $20 off or something like that if that's going to hurt you, if that's going to put you, in the negative as far as profit. So make sure that you're profitable with this. But by doing that, again, as the customer scrolls through, and maybe they're thinking about buying this grill brush and all of a sudden they see that, oh, if they buy two, they can get maybe $5 off the total purchase. Okay, great. Maybe they're going to buy one as a gift for a family member or something like that. So now you've given them the incentive to do that and therefore they can take advantage of that. And then right in that section there, it'll list the actual code that they input at checkout into at checkout where they can input the codes and things like that. So it'll kind of dispel it out for them. And what I have found though, is that if you only do like, let's say one promotion there, let's say I set up a buy two, get them for $5 off or save $5. Let's say I do a simple thing like that. If I only do one, then there's a good chance that the customer is just going to fly through that listing and almost never notice that section because it's real easy to miss. So that's what I originally was doing, and I would get favorable results from that, not necessarily the greatest, but rather recently what I decided to do was offer more promotions or more incentives on the listing. So instead of just buying, two and saving, I was saying, hey, also if you buy three or if you buy four, so on and so forth, that way Amazon lists those out as separate lines. And actually visually, when you're scrolling through the listing, it'll catch your eye if you have at least a couple of them in there. And that's good because if the customer sees that, they see all these different promotional opportunities, then there's a good chance that they might take advantage of them. And what that means to you is that they're going to buy more stuff from you. Okay. Instead of just buying one grill brush, they might buy three or four because you're giving them an incentive, still making profit and pushing more merchandise out, which is obviously a great thing. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I've done that recently as far as expanding how many different options I'm giving them. And obviously, if you have existing listings, you know this, but if you don't have any products yet, you can see how well that these promotions are doing front and center. When you log into Seller Central, it'll show you how many times or how many customers took advantage of these promotions. And I can tell you with certainty that since I've expanded and given more options for these promotions, like buy two, get X off, or buy three, get X off, I've sold more stuff, okay? I have proof that the customers are buying more, not all the time, you know, every once in a while I get a customer that'll buy multiple of that product, which is great, okay? Because I'm still making money, pushing more merchandise out, you know, making more profit, which is good. So take a look at that, the special offers and product promotion section. Like I said, it's near the middle of the page. You're going to want to make sure that you have that optimized and taking advantage of every opportunity or everything that you can throw out there to the customer for them to save some money. So other things too, I thought I'd mention, make sure, and this is rather new and I don't have any experience with this, but I plan to in the near future, make sure when you're going through your promotions tab or the advertising tab, you take a look at the lightning deals section. So it's kind of in beta mode, it's brand new. Amazon's opening up the lightning deals to you so that way you can advertise one of your products on their lightning deals page or their sweet deals page or whatever it is that they call it. And you'll be able to push out a ton more merchandise that way. So it is in beta mode. You know, I haven't played with it yet fully. I just kind of went in there and browsed at it. It does say that there's some sort of a fee associated with getting a specific product listed on these deals or this deals page. But no doubt it would give your product some huge visibility. So absolutely take a look into lightning deals. I think you need to be invited or you need to create a promotion somehow. I'm not 100% sure how it's going to work right now. If you have experience with that, if you've done it already, if you're able to do it, please let me know how it worked out for you. You know, was it a success? Did you drive a ton of traffic to your listing or to your products and make a bunch of sales? Let me know how that went. I certainly plan to experiment that in the near future. So check out Lightning Deals as well. Take advantage of that. Okay, so tip number two, everybody, has to do with how your reviews are showing up on your listing, okay? So we all know reviews are extremely important in the conversion process, to, you know, whether or not a customer converts or not. So we all know that. We've all been through that a million times on the podcast in the past. But how often do you pay attention to how those reviews are actually showing up on your sales page? So let me give you an example of what I mean. On the bottom of a sales page, you typically have like the reviews section. On the right-hand side, you have the most recent reviews being displayed. On the left-hand side, you typically have like a ranking of the most helpful reviews. So let me give you a scenario here. Let's say you have, overall like a really good rating for reviews. Let's say you got 4.8 stars or something like that, 4.9 stars, tons of 4 and 5 star reviews that you're really happy about. You got a really solid product. And all of a sudden, when the customer's looking at your page, they're really digging it. You know, you got great copy, you got a great title, great pictures, you know, really great price. And all of a sudden, when they go down to start reading some of those reviews, they see front and center, like a 1-star review or like a 2-star review kind of leading things off. And that might be off-putting towards them. So I'm talking like specifically like on the left-hand side of the review section, you're leading off, let's say, with a 1-star review there. Do you think that's going to help you or hurt you? I would pretty much throw it out there that you are going to lose sales if you have really bad negative reviews leading off your helpful reviews section, okay? I'm not saying your product is going to tank. You'll still probably do okay, obviously, but I still think that you're going to lose sales and you're going to lose conversions because of that. And it really boggles my mind. Like when I look at some of my competition, and I'll look at some of their listings of things that they're selling, and this will be for months on end, where I'll look at their listing and then I'll scroll down to the bottom and then it has it leading off with like a bunch of horrible 1-star reviews. Not in the recent review section. They might be getting a lot of, you know, great 4 and 5 star reviews, but I'm talking the left-hand side of the review section. So I have to kind of laugh and go, why haven't they addressed that? Like, why haven't they done anything about that? Because they're losing, in my opinion, they're losing sales and conversion rate. Like you're going to have that customer that's going to log on and then they're all of a sudden going to see that and probably be turned away from it and maybe buy from a competitor or whatever it might be. So hopefully that makes sense. You're going to want to make sure that visually it looks great to the customer, that when they scroll down, you know, they see a lot of high quality reviews. They see, you know, like a lot of 4 and 5 star reviews. Video reviews obviously are great. Picture reviews are great. We've talked about that. But also really well thought out reviews, you know, the lengthy reviews, the reviews actually that give value to a potential buyer, okay? Somebody that is interested in your product. A very descriptive review, a very honest review, not just like one-liners like product was great or whatever. So what you can do, let's just say you do have like a 1-star review kind of leading things off. and you think that it might be hurting your listing, what you can do, and I'm not saying game this at all, but what I'm saying that you might want to think about doing is, let's say you have a giveaway that you're going to be doing in the future, or a coupon that you're going to be giving away to your list or your audience or something like that, or just some potential people that might be interested in your product. What you might want to ask them to do is to say, hey, before you buy this product, if you want to take a look at some of the reviews and just look at some of the ones that you thought were helpful. And if you thought they were helpful enough, just simply, you can actually tell them, hey, if they want, they can vote them that they were helpful, because Amazon gives you that option. It'll say, was this review helpful or not? Yes or no. So just simply ask them to kind of go through the review section and just read any of the reviews and have them vote on any of the ones that they thought were good reviews, you know, whether they be like video reviews or picture reviews or just, you know, the lengthy reviews that actually gave a lot of great value. Just kind of have them, cruise through the review section and just say, hey, if anything jumped out at them as being helpful, just have them vote on it, okay? You don't need to specifically tell them, hey, this review right here, I want you to, vote up on that or vote down on that a million times. Certainly Amazon might not like that. You can do that at your own risk. You know, obviously people are going to do it regardless, but I would advise you to make sure that your listing is optimized in terms of those reviews, so that when customer scrolls down, they don't see a bunch of horrible reviews, front and center, that are just going to give that potential customer a bad impression of your product, and then you're going to lose that customer because they're going to buy from somebody else. Although you might have a ton of amazing reviews buried within there, but they only see what they see when they scroll down. So take a look at that. Make sure that your listings are optimized for that, so that way you're taking advantage of every possible customer and putting your best face forward with that. So if you got any questions about that, let me know. I'll be more than happy to kind of further explain. All right, so the third and final thing that I want to make sure that you have optimized on your listings is the pricing section. So there's some kind of cool little techniques or tricks that you can kind of do with this, and an update that Amazon just recently made over the past, I think, week or so, that kind of changes some things here. So I'll address that in just a second. But everybody loves to buy things that are on sale, okay? We love to get a deal, if you will. Like Kohl's Department Store, for example. They give sale prices virtually on everything, right? Every day to everybody. And it's a psychological thing. It makes you think that you're winning. Even though at the end of the day, you're probably just getting that stuff for the regular price anyways. But it's their perception. So on your sales page, you can give perceptions that the customer is getting a great deal by listing a sale price. So this isn't anything new, but I wanted to highlight this because I still see a lot of listings out there that will just list like a straight regular price and that's it. It'll just say sale, or not even sale price. It's just the price is, let's say, $19.99, just straight up, okay? But in the back end, you have the ability to list different pricing tiers. And there's a recent change that Amazon just made to this that I'm going to explain here that you might want to just reevaluate on your listings just to make sure that it's showing up correctly. So in your back end, you have the ability to list like a list or an MSRP price, a regular price, and a sale price. Now, in the past, Amazon used to list all three on your listing. It would say, let's say your MSRP was $59.99, it would show that. And your regular price was, let's say, $29.99, and then your sale price was $19.99. It would show all three prices, and then it would do the math, and it would show how much the customer is saving, and how much percentage off. And I believe it really helps drive sales when you do that, if you express how much savings they're really getting by buying your product. Now, recently, and this is why you might want to check your listings if you were doing that, Amazon made a change so that only two of those three will be showcased now. So they're not allowing three different prices to be shown, just two. So it's really important that you take a look and take a hard look at your listings and go, okay, is that the price perception that I want to give my potential customer and how it's going to be laid out? It'll still show the sale price in red. And I would highly advise you to always list a sale price. You can run those sales indefinitely in red. It looks really great. So again, I still see listings that don't take advantage of that. And that just kind of boggles my mind. It's almost like, do they just, are they just ahead of me and they're thinking outside the box and it converts differently or better? I don't know. But I know from my perception, I would want to have a sale price listed in red on my listing. So make sure that it's showing up correctly. Again, look at those changes that Amazon just recently made. And again, they still list out like the dollars off and the percentages off, so on and so forth. So just make sure that when somebody logs onto your listing that they see a great, you know, a sale on an item or the prices that you want them to look at. You don't want to do like MSRP is, you know, $99.99, but it's on sale for $14.99 and show this massive savings, because I think a lot of people would be turned off by that and just kind of go, yeah, right, you're lying, or that's ridiculous. So make sure it showcases, you know, like a reasonable sale on it, but enough to make that customer go, wow, I'm getting a really great deal on this. So if you have questions on that, let me know. Amazon likes to change and test and try different things on their on the listings all the time. So who knows, maybe a week or two from now, that'll change and they'll put all three prices back on there, or maybe just one. I have no idea. So, but for now it's two. Just make sure it's optimized correctly so that you can convert as many customers as possible. And at the end of the day, it's all about testing, right? So testing with the different prices in general. So instead of maybe having a sale price of $19.99, maybe you're lowering your price a dollar, raising it a dollar, so on, you know, so on and so forth, which I've talked about a lot in the past, but also to testing your, you know, like your regular prices that are being shown or whatever it may be. Test all that stuff, okay? And just test it in small increments. And maybe you might find that not having a sale price, but just having a regular price of $19.99 not being shown up as a sale price, maybe you test that for 7 days and you find that you sell more stuff that way. I don't know. I don't think that'll be the case. Let me know, you know, if it is or not, or if you've tested that. But don't be afraid to test that stuff and track those results. So hopefully you find that helpful. Make sure you dig into that into your listings for the pricing. All right, so that about does it, folks. The theme of everything essentially is just to make sure that literally every aspect of your listing is optimized from head to toe, and that you are always testing, because if not, you could be leaving dollars on the table and profit obviously lost due to unoptimized parts of your listing. So every little bit matters, folks. It all matters. So if you have any questions about any of this, please feel free to leave a comment on the bottom of this blog post for this episode over at privatelabelershow.com. You can drop a comment in there or a question, and I would be more than thrilled to reply to each and every one of them. Or also too, if you feel like leaving a comment or question in the Facebook group, please make sure you do that. If you're not a member of the Facebook group, you can become a member quickly and easily by simply going to privatelabelershow.com/FB, or simply pull up Facebook in the search bar and type in Amazon FBA Private Label Show, and then search for the groups, click on the groups, and then you should find the Facebook group for this podcast. So check that out, folks. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Take massive action in your business today. Do something that your future self will thank you for, and I'm rooting for each and every one of you to succeed. Take care. Bye. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you, and talk soon.